From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian officials deny new reports of military in Ukraine. European Union leaders approve additional arms to Kurdish fighters. I'm Vincent Brewis reporting from Washington. The Pentagon says Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has assured U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel that no Russian military personnel are part of a humanitarian convoy. It's being inspected at the Ukraine border. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby, who said Friday the two discussed the situation in Ukraine by phone on Friday. The Pentagon spokesman also said Shoigu acknowledged the goods would be delivered under the International Committee of the Red Cross. Also Friday, Russia is denying reports that a column of Russian military vehicles crossed into eastern Ukraine late Thursday and was destroyed by Ukrainian troops. A spokesman for Russia's defense ministry said no Russian military convoy crossed into Ukraine, as Kiev claims. European Union leaders Friday approved sending arms to Kurdish forces who are battling Islamic extremists in northern Iraq. At an emergency meeting in Brussels, EU foreign ministers welcomed the decision by individual countries to send weapons. France is also arming the Kurds. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says London will likely also send weapons, while German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says Germany will do whatever is legally and politically possible. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond predicted the United Nations Security Council will adopt a resolution pushed by Britain that threatens sanctions against those who finance and otherwise support the Islamist insurgency.
This will be a major step forward in showing the commitment of the international community to stamping out this threat and to supporting the new Iraqi government of Mr. al-Abadi.
Aid agencies are scaling up humanitarian operations in response to the recent UN declaration that the displacement crisis in Iraq has reached its highest level of emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations equates the crisis in Iraq with those unfolding in Syria, South Sudan, and the Central African Republic. UN refugee spokesman Dan McNaughton calls this a very fluid, rapidly evolving situation. He says the refugees arrive in extremely bad shape. He says they have been forced to walk a long time in searing heat and are exhausted and dehydrated when they arrive. He tells VOA finding shelter for these people is critical. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the number of people who've died from Ebola in West Africa has risen to 1,145. The UN agency says on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week it received reports of 152 new suspected and confirmed cases of the virus. Joanne Liu, president of Doctors Without Borders, just returned from West Africa. She said it felt like wartime as she visited the affected countries.
I really had the feeling that it is like a wartime in terms of fear. General fear all over where you are, nobody not understanding what's going on.
Liu predicts it would take about 6 months to get the epidemic under control. Thousands of anti-government protesters gathered in the Pakistani capital late Friday as two large anti-government groups arrived to stage protests aimed at unseating the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The protests in Islamabad, led by opposition leader Imran Khan and Muslim cleric Tahir al-Qadri, constitute the biggest challenge yet to Mr. Sharif's year-old government. Khan and Qadri say the government is corrupt. Earlier Friday, clashes broke out in the city of Gujranwala after gunshots were fired at Khan's vehicle as he led an anti-government march to Islamabad. His spokeswoman said he was not hurt. Gunmen suspected to be Boko Haram militants reportedly kidnapped around 100 people from villages in far northeastern Nigeria near the shores of Lake Chad. Witnesses say the gunmen raided villages Sunday in the remote Daranbaga region of Borno State, where they rounded up civilians and set homes on fire. They said at least 26 people were killed during the attack. The witnesses spoke to journalists on Friday after fleeing their homes and making their way to the state capital, Maiduguri. Police in the U.S. state of Missouri say the unnamed black teenager whose shooting death by a police officer sparked days of protests was a robbery suspect. More on these details at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.